The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. What a year we have in 2025. God is so amazing and so faithful. We only have a few weeks left for the year 2025. And get ready to close the new year. We are holding again the December 31st prophetic gathering here in San Antonio. It will be at the building facility at 8419 Callahan Road at 7 p.m. December 31st. The attire is formal. We are going to hear what God is planning on year 2026 and beyond. But for us at Sons of God Ministries International and Freedom Fellowship Church, it is a Thanksgiving celebration of the goodness and the faithfulness of our amazing God and for what He's doing and have done in United States of America. The promises that the Lord had me released this year at the prophetic gathering and the past several years are coming to pass. And no promises of God was forgotten. It is quite amazing to behold it. It's breathtaking. And every day at Freedom Fellowship Church, as we pray and follow the instructions of the Lord, we are getting revelation after revelation in which we're sharing with you. We try to share it with you here on the radio and other available means. We also have the prophetic voice of our time on YouTube. You need to find us, like us, and subscribe, okay? We will not be able to share everything here on the radio. We only have a few minutes. And even with our Wednesday and Sunday services, it is not enough time. But thank God we are holding prayer meetings on Friday night and praying for the nations on Thursday night, that me and Joshua will have opportunity to share what God is showing us that week so that they can act upon them, they receive it, they believe it, and they'll follow the instruction to the letter. So you need to join us in our Sunday services or Wednesday services. You can go to sogmi.org and click live stream at 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights and 9:30 in the morning on Sundays. Or you can find us on YouTube. And while you're at it, please subscribe, leave us a positive comments or like us, so that it will help to spread the thus saith the Lord in our times and what God is telling the body of Christ, okay? So this coming December 31st prophetic gathering, there will be a registration fee. Seating is limited. It's going to be $35 per person for those that are attending. For those that are joining us via live stream here in the United States of America, it is going to be $25 per household, and we need the names of those that will be joining us at that time, okay? You can register by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click events, okay? Again, it's sogmi.org and click events. If you're coming in person, seating is limited, register as soon as possible. It will be $35 per person. And if you are joining us via live stream, it's $25, okay? So we are excited, and we made some improvements or kind of restoration, renovation in the facility so that we can add more chairs, so that we can accommodate more people, and everybody is going to be comfortable. You need to join us. Don't be a spectator in these times so that you will not have any regret. And for those that have received their healing through this radio program that we have been releasing, once you receive it, we are joining with you in believing for the full manifestations of that healing. Continue to thank God, continue to think and act healed, okay? You are loved by God, and it is the perfect will of God that you will prosper and you will be in good health. That is a loving God that I know, and a loving God that will reveal himself to you, okay? You're not alone. And for those that have come Friday nights for our healing prayer service, we got your name, and the reasons why we got your name, so that we are calling you by name for you to be healed, okay? We're not giving up on you, so don't give up, okay? And like I said before, if you are weakened and your faith, if you're about ready to give up, don't be concerned about it. Continue on being positive, because we have the faith and we are going to join our faith with you, okay? Just rest on the truth that God loves you and he knows you by name and he has not forgotten about you, okay? He loves you, okay? So it is important for us to pray for one another. It is amazing when God said that this is a season of great harvest starting in the fall, this year and beyond, I'm beginning to realize how big that prophecy of a great harvest. Ever since I started on the ministry, the one thing that I love is praying, because you don't need to be in front of people. You don't need a microphone. You can pray in secret. You can pray while you're driving. And that was the one thing that I love the most in being a Christian, is being able to pray. I pray against accidents while I'm on the road. I pray for everybody that the Lord will bring into mind. And now I'm harvesting it. People all over the world, especially my spiritual children, have been praying for me, for the full manifestations of my health and for me to be stronger than ever. And that is a part of my harvest. And you and I have so much seeds on the ground, so they are now coming back. And the one thing that the Lord really touched me is, in the beginning of a ministry, I was, I think, in my late 20s or early 30s, and the Lord started teaching me about doing business God's way. Because if you don't know, I used to work in a financial institution, and our department is construction and development loans. I handled insurance, I handled foreclosures, I handled mitigations and funding of development loans, and I enjoyed it. I thought that I will do that for the rest of my life, and the Lord has other plans. And it is great to say and admit that God's plan for my life is far greater than I could have ever imagined. But starting in 1989, in my prayer time, see, the Holy Spirit trained me personally, because when I found out that I don't need any man to teach me, but my teacher is the Holy Spirit, I kind of call God into it, that prove it to me. Then you're my teacher, and I don't want to hear from anyone else except from you. And he started teaching me new things. He started giving me prophecies. He started giving me word of knowledge and ideas. And I learned about Joseph in the book of Genesis, and how God prepared him from a prisoner and almost overnight became a prime minister, second in command next to the Pharaoh. It is something that that I believe that Joseph did not expect, and probably has forgotten about those dreams, but God did not, and he has not forgotten about yours. So I asked the Lord and said, what this got to do with the savings and loans that this company is managing now? I said, what this got to do with the ministry? And the Lord told me, because, I said, Christina, I'm planning to give you 12 companies if you want them. And I said, like, Lord, as long as you know that I can handle them and they're from you, Of course I want them. And I have a lot of business plans. And some of them, they got sideways. And I had been apologizing to the Lord for not focusing and allowing myself to be distracted with other things. But this is one thing that the Lord promised me just last week. No, just this week, Monday or Tuesday this week. He told me, Christina, and said, this is the season of harvest. Those companies and businesses that you believed and received from me, and said, they will not fully manifest in your lifetime, but your children, your three children, Joshua, James, and Erica, will inherit them with the others, with their allotted inheritance, as long as they continue to obey me and focus on me first. And also, that harvest will also be handed to your spiritual children. I got so excited. I have many spiritual children from other parts of the world also. And now they will inherit what I receive and believe from God, and they did not manifest. Because right now, I am focused and determined to finish the greater work that God assigned me in 1990s. Okay? And I am determined, and I ask God for time and abilities and guidelines to finish those. I don't want to graduate here on earth, and there are so many pending items. I don't want to face him ashamed, because he has been so good to me. And the best expression of my gratitude is to receive what he has for me, and at the same time, do my assigned work, take my post. And I felt like I need more time. I asked the Lord for that. And I said, I want to finish the greater work that you have for us. So we are now praying for and believing God that the healthcare system will be replaced by God's healing protocol, with men and women of God that are doctors, scientists, researchers, pharmacists, nurses, that will comprise with that, that we believe that God has healed all of us, but we can hear from God, not following just the healing protocol at this time, but at the same time, God is going to use the modern technology like AI, which I have been saying from the very beginning, that God is going to use that in operations and any surgical that requires precision, and they will be more accurate and successful than men and women that are out there. I believe that is coming. And it is part of the transfer of wealth, and we'd be praying for that. And in the meantime, the Lord Jesus visited me in the 1990s, and he had Catherine Kuhlman with me. And he told me that he brought Catherine Kuhlman to anoint me, okay? And you know, Catherine Kuhlman in the 1960s is one of the greatest, most anointed evangelists of our time, and also Oral Roberts. But what we're believing at this time is not just one or two people, but hundreds or thousands of anointed people, as anointed as Oral Roberts or Catherine Kuhlman, or if at all possible, more anointed than them. And they will be in thousands in numbers, who's going to focus on God and will minister healing and deliverance and salvation to God's people. It is so amazing that if we believe on that and we prepare ourselves for that healing anointing, God is not going to grieve anymore in seeing and in hearing his people suffering, and they don't have any relief in sight, because there is nobody there, or only a few that have that anointing. I believe, and you had to believe, that Isaiah 61 that Jesus quoted is also for us. That the Spirit of the Lord has anointed us to bring good tidings to the poor, okay? To lay hands on the sick and to repair the broken ruins of many generations. I am believing that this great move of God is the manifestations of that anointing. And we, the ministry team, have joined forces together, and we meet every Friday, praying and praying for the sick and praying for that anointing to come to those whom God found faithful, who can handle the anointing and will not deviate from it. Did you hear me? Because this is a part of our harvest, is supernatural manifestations of salvation, healing, and deliverance of His people, that they will turn to God in a massive scale all over the world. And if God called you to that, He is the one who's going to qualify you. And just keep in mind, He never makes mistake. So those are the two things that God has revealed to us for the past few weeks or days. And we are receiving it, we're believing it by faith, and we remind each other about the instructions that's from the Lord. So you need to jump and take your post on that and start asking God to use you. And if you are sick, thank God that it is His perfect will that you are the healed. Amen. That you are prosper. So it is. So all the business school, all the prophetic schools, all the leadership training, and the pastors conference that we held in other parts of the world, empower a leader, empower a nation, is now spreading that our senior pastor in the region of Mindanao is now being invited and his team to hold these pastors conferences in different parts of the Philippines. And it is amazing. The great move of God is already here, and in a massive scale that's never been recorded in the history of the church. It is really exciting to behold it. Okay? So hang in there, talk to God, and He will find a way that you hear His voice loud and clear. Just focus on Him. Okay? So this Thanksgiving, this December 31st, is really Thanksgiving of all the prophecies that the Lord had me released in United States of America are coming to pass. Many have come to pass. And I was reminded about Joshua chapter 23, starting with verse 1. Joshua have gone old in years, and he's about ready to go home. So in verse 1, it says, after a long time had passed, and the Lord had given Israel rest from all their enemies around them, Joshua, by then a very old man, summoned all Israel, their elders, leaders, judges, and officials, and said to them, I am very old. You yourselves have seen everything the Lord your God has done to all these nations for your sake. It was the Lord your God who fought for you. Remember how I have allotted as an inheritance for your tribes all the land of the nations that remain. The nations I conquered between the Jordan and the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Verse 5, if you just tune in, I'm reading Joshua chapter 23. Verse 5, the Lord your God himself will push them out for your sake. See, when God gives us an impossible prophecy, our responsibility is to receive it, believe it, and follow the instruction to the letter, and He will do the hard work because He is an almighty God, okay? He will drive them out before you, and you will take possession of their land as the Lord your God promised you. Be very strong. Be careful to obey all that is written into the book of the law of Moses without turning aside to the right or to the left. Do not associate instruction. Do not associate with these nations that remain among you. Do not invoke the names of their gods or swear by them. You must not serve them or bow to them, but you have to hold fast to the Lord your God as you have until now. Verse 9. The Lord has driven out before you great and powerful nations to this day. No one has been able to withstand you. One of you routs a thousand before the Lord your God, before you, the Lord your God fights for you, just as he promised. So be very careful to love the Lord your God. And this is what God is reminding Freedom Fellowship Church. And now I'm reminding you of all the prophecies that were released through this radio for more than a decade, down to verse 14. Now I am about to go to the, I'm about to go. It means to say he's going to die. You know with all your heart and soul that none, not one of all the good promises, not the judgment, but good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. And I know for certain that I will not live to the day that all the prophecies that the Lord had me release concerning United States of America, and even to a personal prophecies to people, will fully manifest in my lifetime. Okay? But looking at this now, nothing that the Lord has promised has failed. And I'm very grateful for that. Okay? So, again, many of the prophecies the Lord had me released concerning United States of America were fulfilled and are now in the process of manifesting. God is faithful. All he required from this ministry is to pray, believe, and obey. This is the same requirements with you. Obey the instructions to the letter and do not deviate from it. So if God is fulfilling his promises concerning United States of America, so much more that he is more than willing to fulfill his promise to you. Your personal prophecies, but you have to follow and obey the instructions contained in your prophecy. And of course, do not violate the word of God. Okay? So, the mistakes of many Christians in the past, and we are awakening right now. Many Christians are just waiting for their prophecy to manifest. And after a few months or years, they have turned away, not remembering and not knowing that their prophecies, you have to receive your word or your prophecy by faith. And faith has to have a corresponding action, and faith and walking in love, love towards God and his people. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. What God requires for us are simple, because he is doing the impossible. He's done the heavy lifting. And I want to remind you, the prophecy and the prayer that was released upon your life, that you'll be healed, follow those instructions. Thank God. Okay? Think healed, act healed. And follow God's healing protocol that is being given you. And the Lord will always be with you. Same thing with the transfer of wealth and influence. All God is requiring of us is to do not deviate from his law or his instruction, to focus on him first and foremost. Then he will do the heavy lifting for us. So I'm running out of time. Don't forget, seating is limited on December 31st, prophetic gathering. So you register right now by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. And then it will lead you to your registration, and you can pay via credit card, okay? So I'll see you. God bless you for tuning in, and I hope I'll see some of you on December 31st. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.